Now we can go in there with 14 and 15 and 16 and find out that the conditions of existence fit these various portions of the survival curve. And that would be as follows. Do we find out that survival is accomplished by alter isness and not isness, by which is gained the persistency known as time? That's a mechanical persistency. In other words, if we keep changing things, and then saying they aren't, and changing them, and then pushing them out, and then changing them and pushing them out, and in other words, reforming them and trying to vanish them, pushing them, in other words, using energy to fight energy, why, we'll get survival. Believe me, we'll get some persistency. There's more to it than that. I invite you to R240 to understand that completely. Now, number 15, creation is accomplished by the postulation of an as-isness. Now, do you know that all you have to say is space, energy, time, that's the way it is. And you could say it's now going to persist. You've added the time to it. That's as-isness. Now, if you immediately after that simply looked at it and got its as-isness again, it'd vanish. All you had to do is get it in the same instant of time, you might say, with the same time postulate, and it would disappear. You could create it to disappear in terms of as-isness. In order to make that as-isness persist, you'd have to alter it. But we've gone into that great deal. Now, 16. Complete destruction is accomplished by the postulation of the as-isness of any existence and the parts thereof. In other words, you want something to disappear. The complete destruction would simply be vanishment. You wouldn't have any rubble left. When you blow something up with guns, you get rubble left. You can ask anybody who was in the last war, and there was an awful lot of broken bricks lying all over the streets. If anybody had really been working at this in a good, sensible way, and he'd really meant total destruction, he would have simply gotten the as-isness of the situation, and zoom, it would have been gone. That would have been the end of that. You wanted to declare the whole as-isness of a country. If you were able to span that much attention and trace back that many particles that fast to their original points of creation, why, you would, of course, have a vanishment. And that's complete destruction. So complete destruction is as isness, and also complete vanishment is as isness. And as isness, of course, is simply a postulated existence. And what we're looking at most of the time is number 17. The static, having postulated as-isness, then practices alter-isness, and so achieves the apparency of isness, and so obtains reality. In other words, we get a continuous alteration, and we get this apparency called isness. And the static, in practicing not-isness, brings about the persistence of unwanted existences, and so brings about unreality. In other words, it's not-isness that gives us unreality. And that includes forgetfulness, unconsciousness, and other undesirable states. Quite an important axiom, and a very true one. Okay.